The views expressed on this show by guests and the hosts on issues outside of the 9/11 controlled demolition evidence are the opinions of those individuals alone and do not necessarily reflect those of architects and engineers for 9/11 truth.
Today we're joined by Randy Van Addison. He's a former air marshal and a member of the U.S. military. He's a member of the Libertarian Motorcycles Club as well, and he's back to catch up with us and share his thoughts on this Independence Day episode. If you remember 4 years ago, Richard Gage spoke at an event that Randy was a part of, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to have Randy back, and he's actually got some interesting insights on current events that I want him to share. So Randy, welcome back to 9/11 Freefall.
Back, Andy.
Now, I had an original first question to ask you, but I'm going to put that to the side right now because before we started the show today, you had an interesting story to talk about regarding Sacha Baron Cohen that I only caught glimpses of in the news. So why don't you go ahead and share that with our audience?
Well, as a lot of people know nationally, and now it's getting around internationally, Sacha Cohen played one of his pranks last Saturday here in Washington State, where I live at the Capitol in Olympia. Olympia was holding what's called a March for Our Rights rally. It was the third one that they've done. It's been a popular event. Sacha Cohen decided, and a very dear friend of mine, a co-founder of the Libertarians Motorcycle Club, his name's Alan Acosta, retired major in Army Special Forces, tank battalions, great guy. He's done well. Let's get into the prank first. So Sacha Cohen was a last minute donor for this. It wasn't just March for Our Rights. There were several independent, libertarian and Republican candidates that were using the event as a platform for their upcoming campaigns. Alan is running for, I believe, District 22 in the House of Representatives in Olympia, Washington. And so they put this event on. He was one of the coordinators. At the last minute, I don't even think it's been a week old, maybe about a week, when Sasha's people came forward, obviously layers of disguise so nobody knew who it was, and offered a donation, offered porta-potties, barriers, security, and a second band that played between the opener and the headliner, which was the Gallen Brothers. He came on in one of his disguises, dressed as a hillbilly, coveralls, straw hat, that kind of nonsense. And about, my understanding is about 15 or 20 minutes into the set, started singing a song called the Wuhan Flu that he made up, and started spewing out some very racist lyrics and trying to... His entire goal was trying to get the audience that was there to sing. Well, that didn't happen. We had maybe four or five people that we're probably guessing accurately were his own people that started singing the lyrics perfectly to a song no one's ever heard before. And the rest of the people were pretty angry and wanted him pulled off stage, which they tried to do, but his armed security prevented that from happening at the generators, the soundboard, and the stage itself. Well, eventually they were able to break through on the stage side. He was rushed into an ambulance that they had somehow rented and threw him in the back. People surrounded it. The Washington State Police allowed him to get away. And it was absolute nonsense. And it happened to... one of the people I consider is probably a true philanthropist. He gives his time, his money, his efforts to veterans that are in need of help, homeless people, people with disabilities. I mean, this guy, he's 100% Filipino. I'm looking back at this. Sasha's entire goal, just like he always does, for this prank, for this particular prank, his goal was to try and attach anybody that cares about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or the Fourth Amendment as a white supremacist Nazi. And obviously, not only was that the opposite true in this case, but a lot of harm was done to, and not actually harm, we're turning this thing around. It just goes to show that deep down, you know, I've never liked his comedy. I've always thought it was kind of lame. I've seen, you know, Borat and a few other of his movies that I never laughed once. I thought it was silly. He came from a very privileged family over in England. In my eyes, he's been given a silver spoon his whole life. And for him to come up to Washington and basically conduct a lame psyop, you know, it's probably going to come out on Netflix, I'm sure, before the election. And I would say, you know, watch it if you want to, but why? And the whole thing was just lame. And right now there are legal teams forming to get him back up here, probably to answer for several charges, commandeering an ambulance for other than emergencies, hate speech. We're going to try to, at the very least, be an irritation for him for as long as possible and as hard as possible. I have, like, zero respect for this man. That's really all I have to say about it.
Yeah, I have no... First of all, I don't like that kind of humor where you take some unsuspecting person and then make them the butt of the joke when they're most people are just trying to get along, and that's how they get duped into these things. That's why you got to be vigilant if you're anybody who is prominent at all, especially on the side of things that the establishment doesn't want you to be on the side of. He's not funny. I actually saw years ago where he was bragging about having some kind of contact in the CIA on Letterman because he interviewed a terrorist in some movie and they somehow got him the contact. That's somewhere out there on YouTube and might get disappeared if what I'm telling you gets enough traction and people start looking it up. So it's very suspicious. But you see this all over the place. And you know, I remember back, at least in the 90s, late night comedians were actually funny. They're not funny anymore. It's all about politics and ramming the unified agenda down your throat. And I'm not saying that because I'm offended. I'm saying like these people are legitimately not funny. I don't find them to have any talent or anything. Now, we had you on 4 years ago, and there was a lot of context for 9/11. You had Richard Gage speaking at an event, and we're a 9/11-focused show. Now, I have been going through a lot of clips from the day of 9/11 for something that we're doing here at AE this week, and what got me was there were certain blocks of time, and I never noticed this before, where they would take the time out to tell you that we're going to have to give up our freedoms now, that we're going to have to change our way of life and our culture of liberty in the name of fighting this new threat that they created. And this has continued on from that day to the point where we have people who are running for president saying they're going to mandate everybody wear a mask and all this tyrannical garbage. Now, we were lied to about 9/11, obviously. We're all unified in saying that. But they're starting to put out these new narratives. I just want to get your thoughts on this new reality here, where we're constantly losing more freedoms in the name of these big nationwide events and causes that are being jammed down our throats.
Well, sure, and I'll address what you said about 9/11. You know, one of the things that social engineers do is they'll have a set of semantics, meaning words that they are going to use. Back then, it was the day the world changed, and you know, things of this nature. Just like today, you know, we're all in this alone together. The new normal. Those are not accidents. When you have every single major mainstream news media outlet saying the same semantics over and over, you can bet that came from high up, way high up. So I think, you know, kudos to, and I say this very neutrally because it's been used in a bad way, but kudos to Edward Bernays and B.F. Skinner and the masters of, you know, social engineering, social programming. The stuff that's going on today exceeded, you know, what they had discovered beyond their wildest imagination. And when you couple that with, you know, the Rockefeller's agenda of subtracting critical thinking and logic from K through 12 education, you have what we have today. Now, what's going on today is nobody is really getting their information from the source. And I'm going to take a second to shamelessly plug my website, vanaheim.life, vanaheim.life. And on the blog section, you will find lots of stuff, Andy, about what we're talking about right now. You know, for example, the masks, okay? I know, you know, simply from a year of biology, I don't purport to be some geneticist or an epidemiologist or anything of that nature, but I do have basic understanding of mechanics and biology. And so to me, it seems dangerous that we would try to completely shut off every exchange of bacteria at all, like, you know, wearing masks all the time, wearing gloves all the time, washing your hands with 99% antibacterial soap, sterilizing countertops every 2 minutes. I mean, now people are driving around in their cars alone wearing a mask. I've even heard stories of people going to sleep at night wearing a mask. This is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous stuff. Very dangerous. You know, I'll give you some citations too. Journal of the American Medical Association, right? So that's not mainstream media. That's, you know, a credible source of information. April 17, 2020, masks and coronavirus disease, unless you are sick, a healthcare worker, or caring for someone who has COVID-19, medical masks, including surgical face masks and N95s, are not recommended. May 29th, World Health Organization announced that masks should only be worn by healthy people if they are taking care of someone infected with COVID-19. And this stuff goes on and on and on from the source. You know, I don't, I got sick of being attacked. So now I either go to the source of the same information people are pulling out of their hats, or I deal with peer-reviewed scientific journals and studies supporting the truth, not, you know, I saw it on CNN, or I saw it on Fox, or I saw it on MSNBC. That is not an appropriate place to get your information from. As a matter of fact, coming from those sources, I would definitely double-check the source. I've had people come to me and say, hey, can't the CDC be held liable? Well, no, they can't. It's right there in their testing manual. The tests are not valid and should not be used to diagnose COVID-19. Now I'm hearing today there can be 60 different bacterias and viruses that can cause a false positive. Somewhere to the tune of 80% of the positives they're saying now are probably false. And yet nobody is listening. People are only listening because they got their face super glued to CNN or Fox or MSNBC, and it's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous right now walking around and seeing this, and also understanding that when this fall comes, when the flu season rolls back around, you're going to have a lot more to worry about than COVID-19. You can throw that one in the mix, but you have basically set all of us up for a real disaster this time because of the lack of exchange of bacteria, you know, the subtraction of normal levels of oxygen in the human body. And all this stuff is damaging the immunity. And if I didn't know any better, it looks like it's intentional.
I would say so. That's my opinion. And I think also, too, you got a lot of people now who are home. They are either been trapped in their house for a long time, or they're just not going to work, they're not going to school, and that gives them plenty of time to go out and burn things down and demand things. Now, I go back to the original lie, which was September 11th, and the people involved in that were the neocons. They're very well known. And now you see them in lockstep with the same people who are supposedly their political opposition pushing all the same stuff now. Dick Cheney says real men wear masks. And you see people, even in the truth movement, who are looking away from this fact and going along with all of this without stopping to ponder, hey, you know, maybe the same people that are telling me that 9/11 was the official story was correct, they're the same ones telling me this stuff. Maybe I should think about that for a minute and consider what are they trying to get me pushed towards. What are your thoughts on that?
So I have to ask you first, was Dick Cheney a mask used after Nancy Pelosi made that statement?
I think it happened in the last couple of days. It was Liz Cheney, the congresswoman. She's either a senator or a congresswoman, put it out there, and he's in a cowboy outfit. And I think that was the statement. I can double-check it, but he's standing in a cowboy outfit with a mask on his face.
Yeah, I believe you. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And, you know, again, you know, we have people using actual, like, scientific, credible, critical thinking, logic. It's actually tertiary. It's the third level down. Even the fourth level, if you want to add in like corrupt disinformation sites like Metabunk or Snopes, you know, it shocks me. It's shocking to me that people have to go four levels down before they get to the source of the information. And even then, you know, the very sources that they're citing as being correct will more often than not show the exact opposite. Of course they are. They don't want to be liable. You have this thing I just said about the CDC saying that the COVID-19 test is invalid. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. And people, you know, continue walking along down the street like that's no big deal. And yet we are on the verge of, you know, everybody having to be tested before they can do anything, travel, go to the bank, go to a restaurant. I mean, that's how weird it is. We're in the twilight zone here. And just, I want to backstep a little bit to this Sacha Cohen prank. His goal was to try to, you know, attach anybody that cared about the Bill of Rights to white supremacy, Nazism, you know, whatever it was, which is absolutely absurd. And you can tell by the reaction of the people that were there, you know, get him off the stage, racist a-hole, you know, all this stuff, that's not what happened, you know. And if that's going to be on a TV show, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't edit in, you know, a group of people singing that song, because it just wasn't, the support he was hoping for was not there. And on top of that, if you go to my blog, vanaheim.com, May 24th, 2020, I have a blog that I wrote called An Exercise in Cognitive Dissonance. And it basically highlights four groups of people in support of the Second Amendment: women, African Americans, Jewish people, and lesbian, gay, and transgender, and bisexual. And so what it is in order for this narrative to work on you know, for mainstream media, that this is what they have done for years and years and years. Anybody that cares about having a gun, defending their life, their family, their property, has to be some unintelligent white male that lives up in the mountains and believes in Adolf Hitler. That's the narrative that they try to push all the time. And so, you know, I already know. I've talked to some of the leaders of some of these groups. I actually spoke at the first March for Our Rights rally. There were 3,000 to 4,000 armed citizens on the Capitol steps in Olympia, and we had plenty of African Americans, women. We had minorities all over the place. So that's one thing they won't do. When the media's there in mass, they will trim those camera angles, trim out anything that doesn't fit their narrative in order to get this done. And believe me, the Second Amendment is part of everything going on currently at this very moment right now. So I just felt it was necessary to bring that up.
I'm very disturbed by what's going on right now. It's clear that we were lied to about September 11th. That's a big issue. I don't consider the regime that was in power there to be representative of either right or left. I consider it to be its own thing that subverted the country and fooled us, and I try to work within the system to get justice for the people that died that day. It's also clear to me how unique our country is, and I've been overseas, I've been in other countries, and I know what we have to lose, whether it be to the tyranny of these emperor wannabes in government or these psychotic brainwashed mobs that are trying to create mayhem right now. And there are problems here in America, but there's problems everywhere in the world. There's always problems. That's how life works. There's always something going on that needs to be tackled. But there's ways to address these problems and ways not to. And what motivates me is knowing how rare our country is and how I don't want it to become what I've seen in other places. So again, that's why I work within the system. I don't resort to intimidation, creating chaos, because subjugation through force is not the same as persuasion and real change. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I see the map. I've been diagramming it since we really got in deep back in early March. I've been kind of diagramming it. I see, you know, people pointing their fingers all over the place at this, that, and the other. But my focus on this is what the World Economic Forum called the Great Reset. Like, you know, if you're tired of spinning your wheels, I mean, all these are battles. You know, they're all legitimate battles. And before I go on, I want to put a shout out to everybody. If you're not aware, I'm sure Andy has made you aware that PBS is going to be airing a series on Trade Center Building 7, 200 stations. That's kind of where my red pill was taken. Was watching experts speak out 8 years ago on Colorado PBS, and that's how. So I just wanted to put that out there. Just keep watching for it. I think it's amazing that 200 stations are covering it on public broadcasting, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. But going back to your question, all the battles are legitimate, but if you want to walk up the chain to the top where the real war is, I suggest you start looking at websites like ID2020.org, the UN, NWO, World Economic Forum. All of these things are symbiotic with each other to get us to a certain place. And, you know, they're big ticket items. One is the removal of cash. The other is a system of 100% 24/7 surveillance on every single human being in the country. That's another one. And, you know, COVID pass and tracking and contact tracing and ultimately, you know, the mandatory or forced vaccination. You know, they're all tied together. That's the battleground. This whole idea of right, left, black, white, that's stuff that they want you to stay in and focused on. They want and need that division in order for them to carry out these plans. And we're not talking about something way off in the future anymore. This is happening now. This is happening right now. And I have a good suspicion that it's tied to the national elections this year. So we'll be in the thick of it by October. So get aware, get away, stop hating your neighbors. People need to come together and focus squarely on the real enemy, who doesn't give a damn about Republicans, Democrats, Trump, Pelosi, black, white. They don't care about any of that. They have one goal in mind, and that's total absolute control and submission. And if people don't start waking up now and putting this hate and division behind us, you know, we're going to find ourselves in a very bad place this coming winter.
Absolutely. And I want to share this thought and take this opportunity right now to do so before we close out the show. And I want everyone to know I'm speaking for myself, not for AE-911 Truth. But obviously it's Independence Day week. It's a very symbolic day coming up this, I think, Saturday. And we're in the midst of some very bad things going on right now. And a few weeks ago I expressed hope on the show that what's going on would lead to change that would help us get a new investigation, but not the kind of change that I see happening. See, back then it was my hope that the forces behind all this chaos would be increasingly exposed and that the sane would push back and we'd shed some light on some of the people operating behind the scenes and maybe get rid of them, but instead we're seeing the opposite. And if you think you're oppressed now, I just want you to know, anyone who is willing to lead people into physically attacking innocent civilians, burning down businesses, or attacking someone for wearing a hat they don't like, censoring everyone's free speech, interfering with free expression, burning art, those type of people who would lead you into that aren't going to have any tolerance for you anymore once they get what they want from you and are done using you. All right, the same machine that works hard to reinforce the idea that Building 7 was brought down by random fires is telling you now to turn against your fellow man based on superficial differences. I want you to ponder that this weekend. Now, I do this 9/11 work because I want justice for the victims of 9/11, not because I want to use it to transform society into my own image of what I think everyone else should be thinking or doing. And some people have gotten mad at me over that when I express that fact in private conversations, but I don't care because I'm not a wannabe emperor. I don't want to run your life. I don't want to tell you what to do. There are ways to bring about change that are more powerful than what you're seeing now and more lasting. And there's also charlatans who hijack causes for their own gains. So I just want to say this to the audience. Before you get swept up with the crowd, think about the practicality of what you're being promised right now and think about what you might be giving up in the process, both on a societal level and in terms of your own soul. You know, the greatest tyrants are those who are so myopically convinced of their virtues that they can blindly justify anything in the name of it. So I just want everyone to think about that this weekend. Randy, your thoughts?
It's excellent. What you said is absolutely true. And, you know, there really hasn't been justice. You know, we're, what, 19 years in now. And I'm really, really impressed by the PBS documentary. I've been following some of that out of the University of Alaska. And I was impressed the first time, you know, when I saw experts speak out, and, you know, actually became a friend of Richard's, and, you know, that I loved it that he approached the whole thing from the scientific side, from the side of physics, and would not touch anything else but that. People tried to, and, you know, that's the course I've had to take myself with social science and psychology and just the way people move in herds. And I would say, you know, on top of what you said, that was very well said, well spoken. I would say, you know, stop getting your information from CNN and Fox. You know, I'm not touting Fox. You know, Fox to me is the other side of the same fake coin. So go deeper. Don't listen to the politicians unless they are absolutely vetted out. And that is very hard these days. Go deeper, you know. Saying I read it on Snopes, that's not true. That's doing a disservice to your own intellect. Go to the source or to peer-reviewed studies, you know, then you got your feet dug in. You don't have to worry about, you know, trying to defend simple words. Back it up. You know, I've learned how to do that the hard way over the years, and it has served me very well, and it's converted people, you know. So that's my final thoughts, and you know, Independence Day. This one's unique. I think, you know, we haven't been in this situation like this since, you know, this country's started. You know, from the 13 colonies getting its independence. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But people got to wake up, and you got to start refocusing on the real enemy here, not the fictitious one.
Randy Van Addison, thank you so much for coming on 9/11 Freefall today. And I would say to the audience, thank you for listening in. Be free, and don't let yourself get pushed over. This program is on every Thursday night on No Lies Radio at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, and every other Sunday night on BBS Radio at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. You can also keep track of the archives by going to 911freefall.com. This is Andy Steele. So have a great week. Good luck.